Mr. Ambassador, let's get down to the mechanics for a little bit about what all it entails to make this happen. The action plan that Colombia has agreed to on their domestic labor laws has date certain obligations that they must meet, is my understanding. Is the administration placing any deadlines on U.S. efforts to prepare the agreements for consideration by Congress? We've asked date certain, time certain issues of them. Are we doing that to ourselves?
Well, we have structured the action plan with Colombia, Mr. Chairman, in a manner that would allow us, as they meet those obligations, those deadlines included in the action plan, to then continue with the progress that we've begun with Congress. The first deadline was at the end of May. Colombia met those. We are continuing to work with them on the next tranche. We believe and know that they are working with us in good faith. As long as we have good progress on that, we will be able to continue our progress and discussion with the committees on bringing the FTA forward.
And to follow up on that, I guess my question about, are you committed to coordinating with Colombia in regard to those labor action plans at a pace that will make it possible for us to consider these agreements by July 1? You know, a lot of my producers out there would like to be selling in this market season, and they view that July 1 as kind of a target date to be able to do that. Are you committed to working with Colombia in a way that we can get there?
Well, I want to make it plain that the deadlines in the action plan will allow us, if they meet those, to then work with Congress on the broader goal of when we would move all of the FTAs in concert with the other items that I referenced, but particularly with respect to trade adjustment assistance. So I want to be careful not to set a hard deadline of July 1. We are well aware of the interest of our farmers and others that want to get into this market. We want to get there too. That's specifically why we structured the labor action plan in the manner that we did.
And to reiterate one more time for the benefit of the committee, do you believe Colombia is working in good faith on their elements of the labor action plan?
Oh, absolutely. This was, I said when I was before the Appropriations Committee a few months ago, and I know some questioned whether we were doing this to just keep moving the goalposts, but in many ways our work with the Santos administration felt like we were pushing on an open door, and to their credit, they very much, and this administration very much understands, it's in their interest to reform many of the practices, not just with respect to improving the protection of labor and union leaders, but what he's trying to do with land reform. So this has been a very strong partnership and collaboration, and we're very hopeful we can continue to make the good progress that we have.
One last question, Ambassador, and I do lots of town meetings, and there are certain questions that come up in my town meetings. Could you describe for us the protections that are included in these agreements to prevent, I guess what I would describe as transshipment of goods from non-FTA countries into the United States?
With respect to all three FTAs, Mr. Chairman, we have not changed any of the rules as it relates to transshipment of goods. And as a general rule, and every FTA we've done, and it's the same in Korea, Panama, and Colombia, we are only dealing with granting and tariff relief for goods produced in those countries, not with respect to a transshipment. And the rules of origin, as it applies here, are the same as they have been. We have not changed that at all.
Thank you, Ambassador.